I'm Scott Briggs. That is Dave Bacon. We are at the half, and the Montour Spartans leading the Knock Knights 28-3 in a game that started out. Didn't look like it was going to be a runaway, but the Spartans taking advantage of some Knock mistakes, a couple of Knock just trying to make something happen and taking advantage of coming up a little bit short. The Spartans lead 28-3, getting two touchdowns after Knock went for a fourth down and one at their own 41-yard line and didn't quite make it, missed it by an inch or two. Spartans then went down and scored, made it 21-0. And then on the next possession, quarterback Jake Herrett going back, trying to run to his left, got hit. The ball got knocked loose, and Montour recovered at the 9-yard line. They would go in and score again, make it 28-0. Knock then with under a minute to go, able to get the ball down the field and got the 21-yard field goal with 22 seconds left to go in the half after having the ball first and goal at the 3-yard line. Couldn't punch it in on three consecutive downs and then settled for the field goal. So that's how we get to 28-3 right now. And the Spartans, again, Dave, they have been very good through the air. They're not getting a lot on the ground. It's mostly coming through the air.
That's right. They do have a very prolific passer in Kayvon Moorman and a couple very good receivers out here, and that has really been their bread and butter tonight.
And you got to give Moorman a lot of credit. He's putting the ball where his guys are open, and they could take off and run. In fact, when you have a 52-yard screen pass for a touchdown, those guys can run. They set that up perfectly for their first score of the game on a third down and 13 from their own 48-yard line. Just a beautiful screen pass. The Knock Knights charging in and got caught, and Montour able to take the lead there. And since then, it's been all Spartans, although the Knock defense on the last Montour series was able to hold the Spartans and force a punt and get the ball back. And really, with a little two-minute offense, looked pretty good.
Yeah, they going broke down out the field. Pass. They broke out the pass, which they're not really known for, and moved the ball down the field well with the pass. But they went to the well a little too much there at the end. Couldn't get it in with the pass. Three straight pass plays to try and put it in the end zone. Couldn't convert, and they had to settle for the field goal.
So the Spartans at the half lead 28-3. Other conference games, the only one we have a score on. Newcastle was leading Mars 14-13 at the half. And we didn't have any scores on any of the other. That's really the only one that's number one going to be in doubt, and the only one of interest. The other one, Ambridge, Indiana, it's who's going to finally pick up their first win.
Yeah.
But that Mars Newcastle game, very much of interest to Knock fans, as we still have to play both of those teams, and a loss here tonight means you have to beat both of those teams to even have a chance to get into the playoffs.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. What, Butler Golden Tornado?
They're winning over Shaler.
Over Shaler.
And Pine Richland in a close one.
Yeah, 40-3, nearing with 2 minutes to go in the first half over the Central Catholic Vikings. I thought that would be
That's a bit of a shock.
I thought there'd be a much closer game than
but
that.
You know what, with Pine Richland, the arrow's pointing up, as Mike Tomlin would say.
Yeah.
Everything's going the way of the Rams.
Well, they've got their quarterback, Phil Dracovic, is... Yeah. He's a man-child, has been for, I mean, he started for them as a freshman. His sophomore year, he had 1,000 yards rushing and 2,000 yards passing.
Yeah, and then when we did their first playoff game against Penn Hills 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And he was amazing then, and he's only gotten better.
Yeah. He was out about half the season last year with a thumb injury.
Yeah, late in the season, I think.
Later in the season, but unfortunately right before playoffs. But just setting the record books on fire again this year.
I'm trying to keep him healthy and not letting him run as much. He's throwing more, but when you're winning 40-3 as the half rolls around over a good team, there's no sense in putting him out there and trying to get him hurt.
He sits. He sits the second half.
Yeah. All right, we are getting ready for the start of the second half as both teams heading to the field, and we will do just that when we come back here to Montour with the Spartans leading 28-3. Right after this, you're listening to Knock Football on WISR, WISR680.com, and MSA Sports/Trib Live High School Sports Network.
Over the past two decades, United Plate Glass has forged a name for itself synonymous with quality service and reliability. By combining the most advanced equipment, the best people, and a dedication to fulfilling their customers' needs, United Plate Glass has set itself apart from its competition. UPG wants to encourage all the high school athletes. Forge a name for yourself and your school through hard work, determination, teamwork, and pride in your performance. Good luck, Knock Knights football players and cheerleaders from United Plate Glass.
When it comes to concrete, we rock. Concrete for your home, concrete for industrial use. John W. Thrower Company in Saxonburg is the name to remember. For sand and gravel, use Throwers. They really dig what they do, and they're fully insured. Dry bags of cement and mortar or poured concrete for your foundation, driveway, footers, and more. Call Throwers today and find out why they're the best in the business. Throwers Concrete in Saxonburg. Call 352-9421. A trusted name that is rock solid.
Kelly's Restaurant at 130 West Main Street in beautiful downtown Saxonburg is proud to sponsor Knock High Football on WISR. If you're looking for a different place for breakfast or lunch, try Kelly's Monday through Saturday, 5:30 to 2 and 7 to 2 on Sundays. Check out our famous number one breakfast special with two eggs, bacon, sausage, or ham, home fries, and toast for only $5.50. For variety, our lunch specials change monthly. Come to Kelly's for great American food at great prices in downtown Saxonburg. Phone 724-352-4990.
And welcome back here to Montour High School along with Dave Bacon. I'm Scott Briggs. We're ready to get set to start the second half of tonight's game, the Knock Knights and the Montour Spartans. Knock will get the ball to start the second half, and the most critical drive of the game is coming up for Knock. If they want to have any chance of getting back in this, they've got to go down the field, and they got to get a touchdown on this first drive.
Yeah, they can't settle for 3 points here. They've got to put it in the end zone and then repeat several times to get back into this one.
And the field goal by Matt Gore, the first field goal for a Knock Knight since 2014, Logan Tupper against Indiana. So it's been a while since the Knights have gotten a three-pointer. And they get that tonight to break the goose egg off the board. As we say, the Knights will get the ball to start the second half of tonight's game. Next Friday night, the Knock Knights are back home taking on the Little Indians of Indiana. If you can't be there, join us here on the radio. We'll have the pregame at 6:30 with a kickoff at 7. Knights will look to start a run if they can't pick it up tonight. They'll need to win out. And it's certainly doable. It's not going to be easy. And they have to, again, play mistake-free football.
Well, so far, other than the gamble mistake and the fumble mistake, they have played a half of
pretty good football.
Pretty good football as far as, you know, they have not drawn a penalty tonight, and that's been a problem the last few weeks.
And really, have not, other than one fumble, they did fumble one other but recovered it themselves. So we're set to go with the second half. Good to have you with us here on WISR. Also online at WISR680.com and at MSA and the Trib Live High School Sports Network. And online at Twitter, at Knock Radio. You can follow us there. We keep you updated on the scoring. Most of the time we do. Wait, how about this? The Butler Golden Tornado leading the Shaler Titans 34-0. Butler is hungry for another win.
I would say.
And Shaler's continues to struggle. All right, we're set to go. Nolan Hutter will kick it off, the senior from Montour. Knock sends Matty Goodland and Ivan Stapchuk back, although they've been kicking it fairly short rather than kick it deep. See what Hutter does here. He'll kick this one deep. Stapchuk fields it inside the 5 at the 4. Stapchuk looks for a head straight up the field, runs into a crowd at the 24-yard line, and that's where the Knock Knights will start out to start the second half of tonight's game, trailing 28-3. They put it right at the 25-yard line, so Stapchuk again with a head of steam heading down the field. Ivan had a good start to the game, but then as the first half wore on, he touched the ball less and less. Jake Harrett probably picked up more yardage in the second series than Stapchuk did. First and 10, knock out of the triple option. Eric Green goes from tight end left to tight end right. In motion is Setnar, and the handoff to Stapchuk. Bounces to the outside and gets a couple to the 27, maybe the 28-yard line. Give him three there. Stapchuk, you know, really protecting the football.
Yep. Tackled by Jackson Schrenker of the Spartans.
Schrenker with a touchdown tonight. Also, Torrey Fisher has one. Vermont. Actually, four different guys, Stevenson and Mormon, also with touchdowns. Second down and seven for Knock. Receiver split wide to the left again. Green goes this time from right to left. And the pitch back goes to Karenbauer, looking to turn the corner. Karenbauer turns it at the 30. Stays on his feet to the 32-yard line before he's driven backwards. That's one of the better games A.J.'s had out of the backfield, Dave, on that pitch play.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of the things teams learned about early on about the Knights after they went in and dominated the Blackhawk Cougars in the first game of the season. People know to look for that now and who to look for.
So Karenbauer picks up four. It'll bring up a third down and three for the Knock offense. And these third downs, Montour putting a bunch of guys in the box. They'll have nine guys in tight. Karenbauer, third down and three. Setnar in motion. Handoff up the middle to Stapchuk. Breaks a tackle across the 40 and Ivan Stapchuk to the 43-yard line. One official gives him the 43. The other one gives him the 44. And they'll give him the 43.
Yeah, the guy with the ball gave him the 43. So
gain of nine, enough for the Knock first down. Ivan just off of that right side. First and 10. And Harrett drops the football. I think Jake came out from underneath center and looked to his left, and Ivan Stapchuk was going to the sideline. I think Jake, for a second, was looking to hand it off and realized he's not going to be there and dropped the ball and was able to fall on it at the 43 for no gain.
Well, the Knights dodge another bullet on that one.
Second down and 10. Shrek and Gostel split out wide to the right. Setnar and Karenbauer on the corners. Second and 10. Harrett's under center. And Harrett drops the ball again. He's able to pick it up and is hit and will go down back at the 35-yard line.
It's a loss of about eight.
And there's a flag coming in at the end of that play, and that's going to be an unsportsmanlike or a roughing penalty against Montour. At the end of the play, one of their big linemen had one of the Knights down on the ground and then just drove him into the ground. And that will cost the Spartans big time. Harrett was down back at the 36-yard line, would have been a loss of seven. But dead ball foul, personal foul against Montour. We'll take the ball out to the Montour 49-yard line. It's not a first down, but
only two to go.
And the guilty party is called off the field by the coaching staff. I sort of caught that one out of my eye, and they were sort of rolling around on the ground, and then this guy just put the shoulder and the helmet into a Knock Knight on the ground right in front of the official. Third down and two for Knock. Coming to the near side is Setnar, and Harrett going back to throw. Harrett looking, throwing downfield and over Karenbauer's head, but we get a pass interference call coming in on Jackson Schrenker. Now, that's either pass interference or a face mask, because he came over his back as the ball got there.
We'll see which it is.
It was very close. That's pass interference against Montour. I kind of thought he was right about perfectly on time there. I'm not sure Knock doesn't get a gift there. So they'll give Knock the first down And the ball will be marked down at the 34-yard line. It'll be first and 10 knock.
So what had been a fairly flag-free game the last couple plays has changed.
Now the 15-yard penalty. Harrett pitches back to Stapchuk, looking to turn the corner. And the ball comes free again. Knock fumbles it. Stapchuk has the ball taken away from him. And Montour will recover it at their own 30-yard line.
So a nice start to the second half for the Knock Knights comes to an end with a turnover inside Montour territory.
Well, Stapchuk going to his right and turning left upfield.
Just trying to blast through guys, and somebody got an arm in underneath that football and ripped it out.
So the ball is down at the 30-yard line where it'll be Montour football, first and 10 with 8:33 to go here in the second half, or in the third quarter. And Montour leading 28-3. So Knock with their second fumble turnover of the night. This one may not be quite as costly as the first.
70 yards away.
Two receivers right side for Mormon. Mormon back to throw, out into the flat. The pass is caught out there. And looking to turn the corner and go somewhere with it is Ronald Stevenson, but Knock played that well, and he's dropped for a loss by Eric Green. A.J. Karenbauer out there, too.
I think those two guys saw that coming and just started sprinting that way.
So back to the 27, and they'll lose three. Here come the Spartans, second down and 13. Mormon with a handoff and nowhere to go with it.
He'll lose more yardage.
It's Braden Jones back to the 25-yard line.
That'll bring up third and 15.
Well, the Knock defense here in the second half coming out to play, especially after they've turned the ball over. And Knock will go with Heath Ertis on the field as an extra defensive back here on third and long.
Montour's converted a couple times on third down and long and scored on third and long a few times.
Yeah, they've set things up well. Come the Spartans are going to have to hurry. And they go with a, I don't know whether Montour jumped or Knock jumped, but somebody was ahead of that snap. And a flag comes down.
Looked like Knock jumped, but were they drawn? Yeah, Montour's moving back.
A procedure call against the Spartans moves it back to the 20 on the penalty. Montour's going the wrong way to start the second half.
They've been penalized 35 yards in this third quarter.
What's the big one? The 15-yard unsportsmanlike conduct penalty, or personal foul. So what will Kayvon Mormon do here? Third down and 20, roughly third and 20. Three receivers to the wide side of the field for Mormon, and he's rolling that way looking to throw. Looking to throw, pressure coming from behind, but Mormon heads to the sideline, and he'll be spun out of bounds at the 25-yard line by Jared Bricker, or by Andrew Mullen, I'm sorry. Mullen takes him out at the 25, and that'll bring up a fourth down, and the punt team will come on for the Montour Spartans.
So while the Knight offense couldn't start the second half the way they wanted, the Knight defense kind of made up for that.
Yeah, well, we've talked about it off the air of how well Knox played in the second half of games recently. And the punt to come from Thomas. Low snap, Thomas held, no rush from Knock. Gets this one down over Schreckengoss's head. And it takes a Montour roll inside the Knock 35, inside the Knock 30. And out of bounds at about the 28-yard line. So a good punt by the Montour Spartans pins the Knock Knights back deep with 6:24 to go here in the third quarter. And Knock trailing 28-3. Knights starting at their own 28-yard line. Montour punting it away from the receiver.
Yeah,
punt receiver, not even punting it anywhere near him.
They're just punting for no return.
Yeah. So either Knock doesn't really want to return it, or at some point they'll have to put two guys back there. First and 10, Knock at their own 28. 6:24 to go in the third. Schreck and Goss split wide to the right. Out of the triple option come the Knock Knights. Spartans with six guys on the line of scrimmage. Handoff, Stapchuk up the middle. Ivan across the, or up to the 30 for a gain of two. And got both arms wrapped around the football. Second down, 8 yards to go for Knock.
And that last fumble, he had the ball held in tightly, but he was just trying to crash through a line of Spartans and knock guys down, and somebody got a hand under that football and ripped it out.
Second down and long. Harrett with a motion man near side, and here's the pitch. Chase Mullen looking to turn upfield, cuts it back in at the 35 and gets to the 37. He'll be a yard short of a first down. Nice 7-yard pickup for Chase Mullen out of the backfield. As he and Goodland are in the backfield now. So we see Lance Ertis is substituting out his regular starters there, giving them a little bit of a breather. See if Goodland, we've seen Goodland back there. We've seen Jim Johnston back there. And Chase Mullen.
A comment we made, again, off the air the other week at Highlands when Knox seemed to have so many penalties at the end of the game was maybe that was because these guys were getting so fatigued.
Third and short. Harrod on the keeper, and Harrod tries to come forward. And extra effort by Jake Harrod gives him the first down at the 39-yard line. He was stood up there for a while, Dave.
Yes, he was.
Didn't look like he was going to quite make it, but a little help from his friends, and Jake Carrot picks up the first down at the 39-yard line for the Knock Knights.
With 4:45 to go on a turning clock, down to 4:40 now.
Knock starting this drive at their own 28, picking up a first down.
They're going to have to hurry. Play clock's down to 5.
And Harrett's going to really have to, probably not going to get it off. He doesn't. And the Knights cost them 5. And it's like, really?
That's the Knights' first penalty of the night, Scott.
And they were taking their good old time there.
Yeah. And guys, they have these big old red clocks in the end zone.
Yeah, just look up there occasionally. And
it says right now 18.
Knights break huddle. Out of the triple option, tight end Grassy on the near side. And the handoff to Stapchuk up the middle, breaks a tackle, across the 40 to the 42.
Nice
and Ivan gets it back, plus more.
Gets about 8 yards, we've got.
Yeah, nice run by Ivan. Brings up now a second down and the makeable 6 yards to go. Again, waits for the play from the sideline, and Lance Ertis sends it in with Jared Schreckengost. And out of the huddle, the Knights will come. Again, Tanner Grassy playing a tight end on the left. Eric Green, tight end on the right. Harrett pitches left side. Stapchuk looking for to turn the corner, and there's just not a lot of room over there. Well defended by Montour as Stapchuk maybe gets back to the original line of scrimmage there, the 43.
Yeah, they'll give him the original.
Not much there. Actually, they'll mark it back at the 42, so he'll lose one.
Third and 7.
Had Greg Seiko out there blocking, but he was trying to block 3 different black jerseys, and that's a mismatch. He got 1.5 of them. Here's Harrod now pitching right side to Stapchuk, looking to turn upfield. Flag comes down. The Stapchuk gets to midfield, and that's a first down, but that flag is in the backfield, and that's usually not a good sign for the offense holding against Knock.
So just like that, the Knights pick up two critical penalties in a row after going penalty-free in the first half.
And have we seen this movie before? A nice run, pick up, first down, knock. Uh-oh, there's a penalty. Bring it back. Yeah, we've seen this way too many times. Ball now back at the 27 on the penalty. So from midfield is where Stapchuk ended up. As a result of the hold, the ball at the 27, where it'll be third down and 21. Or 22. Don't know if we have many third and 22 plays in the book. But let's see. If nothing else, the Knights are burning some time off the clock. But here's Harrit back, and Harrit's going to be hit from the blind side, and down he goes. Zachary Hoffman came in on Harrit from his left defensive end position, and Harrit saw him at the last second, but to no avail, and the Knights lose the ball back to the 20, where it'll be fourth down, and they'll be forced to punt it away.
Nobody picked him up. He came untouched.
He's a big guy, too. 6'1", 230. Chase Mullen to punt from inside his 10-yard line. Mullen gets it away. Fair catch called for and bobbled by the Spartans. And falling on, they lose 12 or 13 yards on the bobble.
The second half kind of getting a little sloppy here, Scott.
And that's sort of just what happened to them the last time they tried to take a punt. So they'll start at their own 38-yard line with a minute 37 to go here in the third quarter. And the Spartans leading 28-3 over the Knock Knights. 1:37 to play, as we say, in the third. Time running out for Knock, and another nice drive that started out going well, but ended badly. Here's Kevon Mormon comes up under center. One deep back in a sidecar. Man in motion near side. They pitch it this way. Looking to turn upfield with the ball is the big guy, Braden Jones. And Jones to the 42 for a gain of four. I think we're going to see a lot of Braden Jones and Dustin Snyder here, Dave, in the last quarter and a minute.
Yeah, 28-3. I think Montour just would be glad to just run the clock out.
Schrenker split out wide to the right for Mormon. Knock showing a blitz. And flags fly.
I think you're going to back up.
I don't think Montour was set on that.
Yeah, somebody did a little double hitch over here early.
Yeah, they had a procedure against the Spartans. Boy, they had no luck in the second half with their penalties. Move it back to the 37. Going to be second down and 11. Couple receivers to the right. Jones and Goodlin on the coverage over there. Or Johnston and Goodlin. Mormon back to throw. Pressure comes. Mormon steps up in the pocket, throws it out into the flat. Pass is caught out there by Schrenker, but Schrenker will get maybe a yard to the 39. Good pressure by the Knock Knights that time.
Tackle on a play by Eric Green and A.J. Karenbauer.
And that may have been the last play of the third quarter.
Yeah, it looks like Montour's walking away from the football and over to the sideline. So
after three, it's Montour 28, Knock 3. We'll be back with the fourth quarter here from Montour right after these messages. You're listening to Knock Football on WISR, WISR680.com, and the MSA Sports Network.
Over the past two decades, United Plate Glass has forged a name for itself synonymous with quality, service, and reliability. By combining the most advanced equipment, the best people, and a dedication to fulfilling their customers' needs, United Plate Glass has set itself apart from its competition. UPG wants to encourage all the high school athletes, forge a name for yourself and your school through hard work, determination, teamwork, and pride in your performance. Good luck, Knock Knights football players and cheerleaders from United Plate Glass.
When it comes to concrete, we rock. Concrete for your home, concrete for industrial use. John W. Thrower Company in Saxonburg is the name to remember. For sand and gravel, use Throwers. They really dig what they do, and they're fully insured. Dry bags of cement and mortar or poured concrete for your foundation, driveway, footers, and more. Call Throwers today and find out why they're the best in the business. Throwers Concrete in Saxonburg. Call 352-9421. A trusted name that is rock solid.
And welcome back to Montour High School. We get set to start the fourth quarter. I'm Scott Briggs. That is Dave Bacon right there. And the Knock Knights trail Montour here 28-3. Spartans have the ball third down and nine at their own 39-yard line. And the Knights need to get a stop here. Knock shows blitz. Mormon back. Here comes the blitz. They dump it into the flat, and it's incomplete.
Try that little pop pass over, a little jump pass for another screen, but... Receiver could not bring it in.
Threw it a little bit too high that time for Torrey Fisher, who got a touchdown off of that earlier in the game, but Knock had the pressure on Kayvon Mormon. I think they've only sacked him once tonight. So Montour will punt it away. Schreckengoss stands back near his 35, and Montour will punt from their 25. Look for him to punt it to the right side here down this end where there's nobody. Back it goes. Schreckengoss goes back and lets it go. And again, it rolls inside the 20 and to the 18-yard line. The Knights have not fielded a punt tonight.
Well, that's been a little bit adventurous in past games. And
yeah, but I don't think not fielding them is the answer.
Well, they've only put one guy back there, too.
And the punts haven't been anywhere near them.
No.
I mean, he would have had to run over to try to get it.
Which is where some of the problems have
exactly.
come from.
So let's put it at the 18-yard line. First and 10, Knock, with 11:44 to go in the game. They trail 28-3. I don't have a 25-point play, but if we did, we need to use it now. And Knock had too many guys on the field. They get away with it. Harrett now back, rolling to his left, looking to throw. Harrett looking, throwing. Karen Bauer through his fingertips at the 35-yard line. I think the pass was out of bounds anyway, yeah. Bring up second down.
Yeah, it was. If he'd have caught it, he'd have landed out of bounds.
So really not a lot of room for Jake Harrett to throw in this game. Those secondary members of Montour, also pretty good wide receivers. It's kind of hard to find a hole. Usually any time Knock has had success passing has been with a quick down and in or some kind of a slant. Second down and 10. This time Schreckengoss and Karen Bauer and Setnar all line up to the left. Harrod is out of the pistol. Takes the snap on his back. Steps up, throwing deep downfield, but overthrows everybody. I think he wanted Setnar going deep, and sort of cut back to the middle. And Jake just let it fly, maybe knowing he wasn't going to get it in there and just put it out of everybody's reach. So to bring up third down and 10 from their own 18-yard line. Play comes in from the sideline. Good.
By doing the two passing plays, leading with the two passing plays, you kind of pretty much dictate that you have to go with a passing play here.
Or you're trying to sweep... Step check to one side or another. They come to the left side. Harrett's got room to run if he wants. Tucks it away. Now has to spin backwards. And now turns around and throws. And it was almost picked off. Byron Payne had it. Harrett got in trouble. He spun out of a tackle, turned, and threw. And unfortunately, he was going for number three, A.J. Karenbauer. But it was Byron Payne wearing number three for Montour that almost had it.
He went up in the air and just caught it in the gut, but never got his hands around it, and it bounced to the turf. So the Knock Knights will get the opportunity to punt here instead of defend after an interception.
Yeah. Another three and out for Knock and Mullen to punt from inside his five-yard line. And this one down on the ground. Good punt. Takes a big knock bounce and rolls inside the 35 and down to the 30-yard line to the 29. That's a good job by Chase Mullen to get that ball out of danger. And with 11:10 to go here in the football game, Montour will get it back. And Montour has struggled offensively in the second half, Dave.
They've
run eight plays.
They do not have a first down in the second half
and
so
they,
far.
They've punted and a couple of penalties that have hurt them. Punted twice.
See, four penalties for 40 yards in quarter number three so far. No first downs in the second half.
Well, from the 29-yard line, Montour will have it first and 10 with 11:10 to play in the game. Only their third possession of the second half. The Knock defense much better here in the second half, getting pressure on Kayvon Mormon. Mormon will send two receivers to the right side and puts the two big guys, Snyder and Jones, in the backfield. Under center he goes, pitches it. Jones looking to turn. Here's a flag down as Jones comes to the sideline, but this one's going to come back. Corey Payne says, yeah, they're holding my shirt right here. So another penalty against Montour. This 10-yarder will mark it back inside the 20 and put it down at the 17-yard line. So that's a 12-yard holding call. So things have really gotten unoffensive here in the second half.
Yeah, and after a first half that ran pretty quickly.
And lots of mistakes by the Spartans here in the second half. All right, Mormon now out of the shotgun. Receivers in tight on both sides, and he's looking for the quick toss. Out into the flat it goes. Pass is caught by Lipford, and Lipford held up, and then by Matt Goodlin, and then coming in to finish him off, A.J. Karenbauer. It was Goodlin and Karenbauer consulting on that tackle. Out to the 28, a gain of 9, or 11, actually. Second down and 11 it is. Beautiful night for football here in Montour. Back to throw Mormon again. Out into the flat. Pass caught out here by Lipford. Makes a move on one guy, on a second guy. Tries a third move. Back towards the middle. Another good move. He's got room. Now back to the inside. If he'd have gone outside, he'd have been okay. He'd have been still running, but finally Jim Johnston able to bring him down along with Jared Bricker. But he was darting and dashing, Dave, all the way through the center of the field and had started to the far sideline and looked like if he'd have kept going to the far sideline, nobody was going to catch him.
Yeah, if he could have made the edge, he'd still be going, but he tried to dazzle his way up the middle, and he had done it for about 15 yards downfield so far.
About a neat little 30-yard pickup.
Now we get to see what makes him such a prolific receiver.
Yeah. All right, here's Mormon again. Hand off to the left side. Jones breaks a couple tackles, gets 8 or 9 yards inside the Knock 35 to the 33. Call that a gain of 8+. Second down and short yardage. Second down and, well, give him 9. Second down and 1. I'm on tour with a couple of different jerseys in there now. Dante Pursuti in the game. I think that may be the first time we've seen him with the Spartans. All looking at their wrist to see what they're supposed to do. Second and short yardage for Mormon. Mormon with a motion man to the far side. Back to throw. Looking over the middle. He's got a man streaking. Lipford for the end zone, and it's knocked away, and a flag comes down. Matt Goodlin is going to get called for pass interference, but it looked like he had a pretty good play on Lipford downfield. Same official called the pass interference against Montour earlier that I was questioning, and I questioned that one too. He caught the ball, and Goodlin hit him and then knocked it away. Be curious to see if Matt's read on that was the same way, but ball now down at the 18 after the 15-yard penalty. So a pass interference penalty on both teams.
Yeah, you never know. It might have been a...
From our angle, it's really hard to tell when he got there. So
we're a ways off.
And the official was looking at the play the whole way. Mormon trying to go deep on that one to Lipford, and it just didn't work out, but they did get the interference call. Here comes the blitz as Mormon rolls right, looking to throw again. Now he's going to tuck it away inside the 15-yard line, and Savon Mosby will run him out at about the 8.
It should be enough to make it first and goal. It will.
Well, you'd think it would be. Well, the officials are going to give it to him anyway. I don't know that it was, but the flag guys moved. First and goal, Montour, inside the 8-yard line. Well, they're inside the 8. They were at the 18, so it would be correct. Looking to score for the first time here in the second half. And the handoff will go straight up the middle. Pursuti takes it in. Dante Pursuti from 8 yards out. Untouched straight up the middle. And that comes with 8:36 to go. And puts the Spartans up 34-3.
And that's just that was just a little too easy.
Yeah, it was.
That last run.
So Dante Pursuti now becomes the 5th Spartan to score in this game. And the extra point to come from Hutter. And the ball is down. Hutter under it and with no problem puts it up and through. 8:36 to go. It's 35-3 in favor of Montour. We'll be back with a kickoff right after this 30-second timeout.
Kelly's Restaurant at 130 West Main Street in beautiful downtown Saxonburg is proud to sponsor Knock High Football on WISR. If you're looking for a different place for breakfast or lunch, try Kelly's Monday through Saturday, 5:30 to 2 and 7 to 2 on Sundays. Check out our famous number one breakfast special with 2 eggs, bacon, sausage, or ham, home fries, and toast for only $5.50. For variety, our lunch specials change monthly. Come to Kelly's for great American food at great prices in downtown Saxonburg. Phone 724-352-4990.
Well, the Montour Spartans put it away here early in the fourth quarter with a nice little drive of 71 yards in 7 plays. Pursuti with an 8-yard run and a throw in a 15-yard pass interference penalty against Knock. And the Spartans lead 35-3. Kickoff to come. And Goodland will field it at the 10. Goodland into a pile of black jerseys.
Still going forward, but
out around the 30-yard line.
Kind of a big ball of rolling bodies there.
Kind of hard to tell what's going on in that pile, huh? Put it at the 32-yard line. So with 8:28 to go here in the game, Knock just trying to make it look a little more respectable. See if they can get down the field here and see if this turns into a JV game shortly. See some substitutions for the Spartans as Kayvon Mormon comes out off the defensive set. Knock, though, will stay with their starting crew on offense. Harrett pitches this way to A.J. Karenbauer. Karenbauer looks to turn the corner and not done at all. Braden Jones right there to meet him. Montour has had that smoked out all night, Dave.
Yep.
It just hasn't worked for the Knock.
No, it hasn't.
He'll lose 3 back to the 29. Anything coming laterally, Knock has had very little success with tonight.
You know, Montour just sees it very well, and they have the speed to close it down.
Give Braden Jones a lot of credit from that linebacker spot. He's on the move quickly. Single receiver wide side of the field for Knock as Harrett steps under center. Second down and 12. Harrett rolling right, looking back to the left. Over the middle, he's got Eric Green wide open down the field and overshoots him at midfield.
That was 6.
Had that tight end streak right down the middle, and Montour didn't have it covered. It'll bring up third down. One of the few targets of the tight end, but there's a personal foul for roughing the quarterback against Montour.
Ooh.
So that'll move the ball out to the 44-yard line. I did not see that.
I did not see that. I was watching the watching the receiver going down the field.
So another 15-yard personal foul against Montour. He's knocked the ball at their own 44-yard line. 7:40 to go here in the game. And Montour comfortably up 35-3. They're at the snap, chuck into the line, and not much there for Ivan as, again, bear hug from Zachary Hoffman.
He'll give him half a yard on that.
Actually, they give him almost 2 yards on that, and I don't
know.
I'm not sure he even had that, but
that's a very generous spot.
Yes, it is. Second down and a few yards to go. South Fayette leading Blackhawk 43-0 in the fourth. No shock there. Motion to the right side is Setnar. They look for the pitch right. Herrett rolls right. Looking to throw. Now Herrett's going to tuck it away and head upfield. Cuts back in towards the middle. Another cut by Herrett. Takes it across midfield and up to the Montour 49-yard line.
Herrett was just trying to create some blocking out there, wait for some blocking, extend that play a little bit. Ended up picking up 7 yards, 8 yards.
That'll be third down and short yardage situation. Receiver right side for the Nunk Knights is Schreckengoss. Third down, short yardage. Herrett pitches right side, Karen Bauer, and A.J. cuts back to the middle and is able to spin forward in the tackle to the 45 and pick up the first down.
Just fell backwards over the line to gain.
Jake Thomas has had him, but so here come the Knights, first and 10. And the pitch goes right side, ball on the ground, and fortunately Setnar able to pick it up. Setnar was going backwards, and the pitch from Herrett was a lateral, never got there, and knocked with another fumble. This time moves it back to the 45. That's a loss of 10. And we've seen that happen way too many times this season.
That's a good play when you can turn the corner and when everything's working. But when you can't turn the corner and things aren't working, this is what happens. And since the first game of the season, they've struggled a little bit.
Here's the pitch this side to Karenbauer. He tries to turn the corner, breaks a tackle, and is able to get out across midfield back into Montour territory at the 48-yard line before five black jerseys bring him down out there. So Montour quick to the football. Brings up a third and 13. The clock down to 4:40 to go with Montour leading 35-3. Play from the sideline from Schreckengoss. And you got to believe the Knights will take two here to try to get a first down. Game not in doubt for Montour, just the final score. And the Spartans with five guys on the line of scrimmage. Herrett will pitch it right side to Setnar. Setnar looks to turn it upfield, and he'll get a couple of yards to the 44-yard line, and it'll bring up fourth down and 9. The Knock just trying to make something happen on the corner. And maybe, Dave, just getting work at this play.
Yeah,
you know, just
see what works and what doesn't.
Run it against the live defense as opposed to in practice. Certainly, no need to do anything weird to try to get a first down. Fourth down and 9 from the 44-yard line, and Knock will go for it as Nick Martin brings the play in. Clock is down under 3.5 minutes to go. Knights will put tight ends on either side. For Jake Herrett, who's under center, Montour shows blitz. Here they come, and they get Herrett before he has even knows what happened.
He was just backing out from under center, and they just came right in between the center and the guards.
Logan Persinger came up, and you're right, Dave. He just came in that gap, and he got Herrett as the ball got there, and fourth down, the Knights turn it over on downs for the second time tonight. And with 3:08 to go,
I don't think we'll see the same result.
No. Spartans will have the ball, leading 35-3. Well, Knock next Friday night. We'll be home against Indiana. We'll have all the action for you right here on WISR beginning at 6:30 with the kickoff slated for 7 o'clock in Saxonburg. It's got to be one of those little cheerleader nights maybe or something.
Is it?
Or do we have that already? Homecoming was last.
Homecoming was last week. I guess it won't be senior night till the last night.
You still got. That'll be the Mars game. New quarterback for the Spartans, and he's going to keep it himself. And he loses the football, and let's see if Knock fell on it. Yes, the Knights did. So the quarterback was Anthony Tambellini, and Tambellini fumbles the ball away.
He's been in there on the defensive set a little couple series.
And so with 3:01 to go, Knock will get the ball back again.
Spartans' first turnover of the night.
We needed that with 3:01 gone in the game, not 3:01 to end the game. And we see substitutions now coming in for Knock. Dalton Reed coming in on the offensive set, and Knock will burn a timeout to get the right people out there. 3:01 to go. Spartans going to win this one. 35-3 the score now, and we'll be back after this timeout.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
So back here at Montour, the Knock Knights looking to wrap this one up. 3:01 to go. They trail 35-3. Newcastle leading Mars 25-16.
That's a bit of a surprise.
Yeah. Was Hurricanes,
Red Hurricanes have struggled a bit this year.
Yeah. It was 16-14 Mars last we heard. But Newcastle with the lead. Now the Knock Knights get the ball back here with 3 minutes to go. And Heath Ertis is in at quarterback for Knock. The young sophomore pitches the ball to Jim Johnston, and Johnston fumbles it away. Never had the handle on it. And Dominic Magalico comes up with it for Montour.
So things really getting sloppy at the end here.
Yeah, really.
Each team turning it over.
When the pitch to Johnston, and he never had the handle on it. Tried to get it, and it just sort of rolled away. So Montour gets it back with 2:54 to go. It's one of those games where, can we just go? Knock will send the first team D back out there with some substitutions. Thomas Pfeiffer out there on defense for the Knights right now. See if I see any other numbers that aren't normal. Yeah, I see some Mason Frank coming out.
Derek Green goes to the sidelines.
E.J. Sims comes out. Now Montour calls a timeout. Everybody's sort of changing the personnel, and we'll go to the JV game as Ian Gumto came out. So the Knock Knights will have to beat Mars to get into the playoffs. The way things look, if Mars loses to Newcastle tonight.
Well, then they have to beat Newcastle.
And they have to beat Newcastle, have to beat Mars. After tonight, South Fayette will remain on top. South Fayette's got to be 4-0.
Yeah, they played week zero? Play week zero?
Yeah, they'll be 4-0 after tonight. So South Fayette will be 4-0. Montour will be 4-1. Mars will be 3-2, and Newcastle 4-1. And so the top four will only have two losses, and depending on what Highlands does tonight, they're non-conference, so they'll be close in there. So here's a handoff, heading the ball upfield with it, and a nice run is Ronald Deschamps, the chance. Down to the 26-yard line for Montour.
And another first down for the Spartans.
The Knights will fall with three losses. So what's going to happen is if they do have a chance at the playoffs, they're going to be tied with one or two other teams. And those Gardner points are going to be big. So they only have to win their last four games. They got to win them by 10 or better. Well, Tambellini, a ball snaps over his head, loose on the ground, and still loose on the ground, and still loose on the ground.
Nobody wants it.
Four or five guys had a chance at it, and finally coming up with it is Joey Wojciechowski. And Wojciechowski will give it back to Knox. So three consecutive fumbles here in the last minute that we've been on the field.
So in a game that went very efficiently in the first quarter to Quail, first half really, just kind of coming apart at the seams here at the end.
Well, you got guys out there that haven't touched the ball, and this is probably the coolest night they've played football this year.
That's true.
So the Knights will come out with Heath Ertis again at the helm. Matty Goodland is the A-back, if you will, I guess. And the handoff up the middle to Goodland. Goodland to the 48-yard line for two. Can't remember they call him an A-back or a B-back. I don't remember what all the letters mean anymore. Things are a lot different than they were when I remember. And in this offense, you've got different
takes a while for us to learn it, too.
And it's not tailback, fullback, you know, that us old guys remember. Second down now and eight. And again, the handoff up the middle to Goodland. He'll get across midfield into Spartan territory at the 48, bring up a third down and four. Clock down to 1:30 to go. And that, both exchanges are just barely making it. And Goodland a little shaken up as he goes back into the pile, into the huddle. Ertis gets the call. And Evan Wynn brings it onto the field. Some more guys out there. Brad Criley on the offensive line. Mason Frank is the center. So J.P. Trubik out there. Third down and four for the Nocte offense here. Ertis under center. Pitches right side. It's going to Chase Mullen. Mullen gets a couple of yards before he's run down from behind on a nice play by Ronald DeShans.
And with 40 seconds to go, this will be four down territory, I'm sure.
Yeah, this should be the last play of the game here. Knock will try to win it one more time. So the Knock Knights will see their season record now fall to 1-3, 1-4 overall, 1-3 in conference. And that's dangerously low to no playoff. Not out of it yet, but they're on the border. Fourth down for the Knights. And pitch right side goes to Johnston. Johnston looks to turn the corner. And Johnston a couple. His time expires. Boy, that was an awful quick 45 seconds.
Yeah.
And that is the end of the game. The Montour Spartans defeat the Knock Knights 35-3. And we'll be back to recap tonight's action here from Montour High School right after this timeout.
With Butler Health System Faster Care in four locations, you get prompt care for minor injuries and illnesses, as well as routine medical services such as sports physicals and flu shots from physicians you know and trust. There's no need to wait. Urgent care with all the support, resources, and experience of the Butler Health System, only faster. BHS Faster Care with locations in Butler, Sarver, Katanning, and Slippery Rock. Visit us at butlerfastercare.org for more information.
When it comes to concrete, we rock. Concrete for your home, concrete for industrial use. John W. Thrower Company in Saxonburg is the name to remember. For sand and gravel, use Throwers. They really dig what they do, and they're fully insured. Dry bags of cement and mortar or poured concrete for your foundation, driveway, footers, and more. Call Throwers today and find out why they're the best in the business. Throwers Concrete in Saxonburg. Call 352-9421. A trusted name that is rock solid.
Attorney General number, PA4619.
The following takes place at 2:33 a.m. in the offices of Schneider's 1 Hour.
We're getting a lot of calls tonight, Mr. Schneider.
Sure are, Mike. Schneider's 1 Hour, this is Gary.
Absolutely, Mrs. Davis. We'll be there in 15 minutes. Steve, Mrs. Davis Furnace is out on West Jefferson.
On my way.
Just sit tight, Mr. Miller. We'll see you in a minute. Ashley, the Miller's on Liberty Street.
Got it.
Remember, let them lead you to the problem.
So you can get them comfort in no time.
This is what it's all about, right, Mr. Schneider?
Being available for people 24/7.
Days, nights, and weekends.
And always arriving on time.
Where you don't pay a dime.
That's the Schneider's 1 Hour code.
Always here to help.
When you need it.
Not just when we feel like it.
All right, Schneider's 1 Hour.
To the rescue.
283-8525.
Schneider's 1 Hour. On time, day or night.
283-8525.
A rock-solid education is a critical step in achieving life's goals. Choose from programs that lead to exciting careers in health, science, engineering, technology, business, communication, education, or the performing arts. With over 150 undergraduate majors and 30 graduate programs, Slippery Rock University has been the best choice, first choice, of students across the nation for 125 years. Slippery Rock University. Experience the difference. Learn more about SRU's innovative, flexible, and affordable programs by visiting sru.edu.
It's now time for the Knock Postgame Show, a wrap-up of tonight's Knock High School football game. Remember, you can listen to this game anytime online at WISR680.com or on the MSA Sports Network at msasports.net. Now back to Scott Briggs and Dave Bacon live from the press box.
Well, the Knock Knights had better hopes coming into tonight's game. We're looking for possibly an upset, and that just didn't happen. Game started out strong for both teams. Looked like it was going to be a pretty good football game. The Knock Knights offense able to move the football on Montour in their first possession of the game after first forcing Montour to punt. But from then on, it was all Spartans tonight as they were able to take advantage of the Knock Knights and come away with an impressive 35-3 victory over the Knock Knights. And again, Dave, as the game started out good for Knock, but then the wheels came off.
Yeah, they just couldn't put together anything. The first couple series they had, they seemed to have a little bit off offensive rhythm. Montour defense, however, learned from that and adjusted for it. And Knock just really couldn't put together anything significant after that. A couple good plays here and there. Could not crack the end zone tonight.
Montour Spartans got on the board first with 3:06 to go in the first quarter as Torrey Fisher took a screen pass from Kayvon Moorman, 52 yards for the score, 7-0. Next series for the Spartans, an 80-yard drive in 9 plays as the pass complete to Brandon Lipford of 21 yards, made it 14-0. Knock would then turn the ball over on downs in their next series and give the Spartans the ball at the Knock 42-yard line. It would take them only 5 plays. Kayvon Moorman, a 5-yard run, made it 21-0 with 6:01 left to go in the first half. Knock then would fumble it away on their very next offensive possession. The ball recovered at the 9-yard line by Montour. And then it would be Ronald Stevenson with the touchdown on a 6-yard pass for Moorman. Made it 28-0 with 4:59 to go in the first half. Knock would get a chance as with a minute 26 to go in the first half. They got the ball on their own 36, were able to move it down to the goal line. And with about 40 seconds to go, we're looking at first and goal from the 3. But 3 consecutive pass plays fell for naught, and the Knights forced to kick a 21-yard field goal with 22 seconds to go, made it 28-3. Second half, Knock came out, had a chance, fumbled it away on their first possession, and then things just ugly in the second half. Dave, as Montour punting on most of their possessions, lots of penalties, just looked like everybody was ready to go home after halftime.
Well, the Knights didn't have any penalties at all in the first half. Ended up with 3 penalties for a total of 30 yards in the whole game. Montour, 4 penalties for 20 yards in the first half. Ended the game with 10 penalties for 87 yards. most of that coming in the second half. A lot of turnovers towards the end of the game here. Just the fourth quarter was ugly.
Yeah, it was. It really wasn't much to watch in the later parts of the game. And Montour would get a late touchdown from Dante Pursuti with 8:36 to go to make it 35-3. And Knock wouldn't really get close at all the rest of the game. So with that, the Knock Knights fall to 1-3 in conference, 1-4 overall, while Montour improves to 4-1 and 4-1 overall. That would put them in a tie, no worse than a tie, for second with either Mars or Newcastle, whoever wins that game. And last we heard, Newcastle was up in that game.
I think I just heard down here Newcastle won that game.
So Newcastle moves to 4-1. Mars falls to 3-2. And those still are the top four. Of course, Highlands is at Albert Gallatin, and Highlands at 2-2 would be right out of the top of that. Knock falls, Blackhawk falls, everybody else. So Knock really now with three section losses, and Mars with two. Really, you've got South Fayette, Montour, Newcastle, and now with Mars with two losses. It looks like Knock and Mars, perhaps, and Highlands battling for that third and final playoff spot. And David could come down to all three of them. And, you know, Highlands beat Knock, Mars beat Highlands, so Knock now must beat Mars.
Yes.
To keep
the round
the circle
robin
going.
Yeah.
And so then it would come down to all three of those teams. And we saw last week Mars beat Highlands 21-10, so they won by 10. So they had the advantage there. And remember, we said at the Highlands-Knock game that the Rams really needed to get a couple more points at the end of that game. The point differential there, only 8. So if Knock can beat Mars by 10 or more, Knock would still have a chance. And then if they did that, would bump them. It goes to head-to-head, and Knock could get into the playoffs. It's a long stretch because you still have to win these next four games.
And you end up going to a...
Yeah, where you don't want to go.
Where you know, to TJ or South Fayette.
But Knock has to beat Newcastle and has to beat Mars, really, to get into the playoffs.
Yeah.
Well, we'll hope for the best, and that's really all we can do. The Knights will be back at it again next Friday night. They'll be home against Indiana. Of course, Indiana's been struggling this year. So Knock will need to get their act together and put together a good game, get back on the winning track if they can next weekend against the Little Indians of Indiana. And then we just go from there.
Yep, one game at a time, and let the coach and his players make the adjustments they need to.
All right, again, the only score tonight, a 21-yard field goal for the Knock Knights by Matt Gore, the only score for Knock. Well, that'll wrap things up here from Montour. For Justin Glagola back in the studio and for Dave Bacon alongside, this is Scott Briggs saying so long. Join us next Friday night as Knock takes on Indiana from Saxonburg, and we'll see you then. Final score here again, Montour 35 and Knock 3. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Thanks for joining us for tonight's live broadcast of the 2017 Knock Knights here on WISR 680 AM Radio in Butler and online at WISR680.com and the MSA Sports Network. This broadcast was brought to you in part by the John W. Thrower Concrete Corporation of Saxonburg, Troy Allen Chevrolet GMC in Slippery Rock, and Troy Allen Buick in Katanning, Kelly's Family Restaurant on Main Street in Saxonburg, the United States Air Force, the law firm of Dillon McCandless King, Coulter & Graham, United Plate Glass in Butler, Butler County District Attorney Rich Goldinger, the Butler Health System's Faster Care, Robert Stevens Custom Jewelers, and Slippery Rock University. Join us again next time for Knock Football here on WISR and the MSA Sports Network.